this week on the Nervous Record.
And the crowd goes wild. Yeah.
Woo. I wish I had strayed from the melody more. I get more applause.
I had tears. I had tears. I wouldn't say they were of joy, but.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Tell me the story about your great-grandfather's birth certificate. I was supposed to ask you about that over a month ago when I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So I haven't told you this story before?
Never.
I get into these Ancestry.com binges.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I was looking for information on my mom's side of the family, her father's side. His name and my mom's maiden name is Hernandez. And so very close back, like all I knew was the story, like 5 generations ago, brothers came from Spain up through Florida, settled in Charleston. I'm like, okay. So I was just looking at like, who? Why?
Columbus.
It was Columbus? No. It's more than 5 generations. So anyway, I'm doing all that. And I asked this cousin, she's got all the other side of the family information. She's like, well, I don't know that, but I've got all this other stuff. There's this and this. And also, you knew that, so the great-grandfather's name, Granddaddy Homer. You know that Blanche wasn't his mom, right? And I was like, what? First of all, was Blanche's mom? I don't know his mom's name. And she was like, yeah, here, let me send you some information. So when she started doing research, she finds his birth certificate. And the name on his birth certificate for his father is his father.
Mm-hmm.
For his mother, it's his aunt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is getting juicy.
Yeah. And like when she started to do this family research, he was still alive. And he was like, be careful. Like, there's, you know, like, I don't know. There's snakes in them water. I don't know. Like, I don't know what he said. Yeah, but he was essentially like, be careful when you start looking. Like, be careful what you find. Or you might find things you don't want to see or something like that.
This is like a movie.
I know. So she's like, what? So she sees this. And I guess she had a conversation with him, talked to him about it. When he was enlisting in World War One, jeez. Mm,
grandfather?
Great-grandfather. Like 1902 so he
probably,
was born.
Probably World War Two.
Okay, World War Two.
Yeah, because I think World War One.
Oh, he had a younger brother who was like not eligible at the time, and so he joined Canadian Air Force or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, I ratted him out. Oh, no. He's going to get arrested. Okay, so... whenever he was enlisting, he had to, like get his birth certificate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And he never mentioned it to Blanche, who he thought was his mother his entire mm-hmm. life, who had raised him alongside his brothers, like...
So he doesn't know if Blanche knows?
Well, Blanche would know that she did not have a son at that time. Sure. I mean, maybe he didn't know if she knew that he knew.
This whole thing just got so sad for me. I didn't want the takeaway to be only as an imbecile, but that's so sad.
How childbirth works.
I guess not. Okay, so he never said anything. So she, Blanche, never knew that he knew.
We don't know.
We don't know.
She died without them ever talking about it. So her sister, this is where things get even more interesting. Her sister, Florence, or as I like to call her, Flossie.
Because it's fun or because other people called her that?
No, I don't remember if I'm making that up. I'd like to say, sure, that was what she I love it. I like it.
Yeah.
So Flossie joined the rodeo, like a Wild Bill Hickok, like go on the road, like Wild West show.
Yeah. Flossie joins the rodeo is the next big children's book. I'm just letting you know.
Sadly, because apparently she died an alcoholic. So, you know. But, so she slept with whatever the dad's name was. She slept with her sister's husband.
Flossie, more like Floozy.
Whoa! And then, like, bore his child, and her sister raised him, and the couple stayed together. Blanche and her husband stayed together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amanda, you're descended from a rodeo clown.
But, like, is it really all that surprising?
No, that nothing has ever made more sense to me. We talked about your lineage one time, and I thought you said you were like super British.
And so the thing is that my grandmother and my aunt both had the ancestry DNA tests.
The swabs,
yeah. And their DNA came back, and they tell you, like, you're this percentage of this region. And, yeah, they were, like, in the 60s. Mm-hmm. It's like low and high 60% British. And it tells you, a native of this person, what their DNA percentage is from this region. So if you're native to England, your DNA percentage of England is like low 40s. So in essence, like, at least my dad's mom and sister are more British than British people.
British people.
I think just because, like, the people who settled around here were just, like, British. And, like, obviously Scotch-Irish is mixed in there. But, yeah, so that's what I know.
It's about to get all mixed up again because of Prince Harry. I don't know what those babies are going to be. What person.
Beautiful.
Like, my grandfather was really interested in genealogy. Like, that was his passion in life. Well, also building toys. But he...
That's so cool.
Yeah, did you know that my grandfather was a toy builder?
No, I did not know that.
He invented a toy called the Whirligig.
What?
Yeah. First of all, the Whirligig, my cousin Brant and his wife Anne, I don't care for her. She's weird. She teaches Zumba for a job. That's her job, is Zumba.
That's a hobby, if anything.
Yeah, she took the Whirligig. When my grandparents died.
Wait, somehow she's not blood?
No, she's not blood. Brant's blood. But somehow she took the Whirligig.
What?
And it's in Mount Pleasant.
Ew.
Yeah. Whirligig? Where was I?
The Whirligig of time. Wait, did he invent it? Because that's a Shakespeare reference.
I mean, the toy is called a Whirligig.
Oh, but it was a phrase beforehand.
I think a Whirligig is
should I get
something
lexicon?
That moves in a centrifugal motion.
Okay.
So even Shakespeare may have even made up that word, actually. Shakespeare made up 1,700 words in the English language. Which one's your favorite one?
I mean, I think just for the simplicity is eyeball. What?
Did you know an eyeball is the size of a ping pong ball?
No.
Oh, yeah, I found this out yesterday. How creepy is
that?
That's
so creepy.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that helped co-write the Bible. And one of the psalms or one of the sonnets, it's like if you go back and you read the Bible, you're like, this is super Shakespeare-y. And it's like got all of this like humor in it. But I can't remember which one it was.
King James Bible.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know which Bible it is, but
which?
Not the Quran. I mean, like,
the Quran's not a Bible, though.
Well, kind of.
The Quran's
is.
The Quran. I mean, if you're using Bible as in, like, a this is my whatever Bible.
There's lots of different types of Bibles. I mean, a Bible is a book, it's a biblia, like, Bible.
That's what that means?
Yes.
Oh.
It may technically mean a, like, a collection of books.
Oh.
But the Bible.
Well, this is my turn to feel dumb.
No, it's okay. It's because, I mean, if you
Can we Google, talk about what you felt dumb for earlier? Because I forgot. I need to feel a little bit better about myself. I
wasn't sure if the woman knew if it was her son. Whether or not she'd had a son. It's really sad.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy was
actually your sister?
The Bible is any authoritative book.
Oh, okay.
Or the scriptures of any religion.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can have the Quran is the Bible, is the Muslim Bible.
Okay, got it. This is such a sidebar, but was that a true story when you said that your ancestor is Francis Scott Key?
That is a true story.
I'm a direct descendant of Francis Scott Key, who wrote the national anthem.
Donna
I
Key?
Have a tattoo. Yeah, this is in honor of my ancestor, Francis Scott Key.
Leah has a tattoo of a key on her wrist.
Yeah, that's after him. I'm totally kidding. That's I would never get a tattoo named after him. This is in honor of my great-grandmother, Alice Key.
Sure.
The Key family is still important to me because it's my family.
But it's not Francis Scott Key?
No, it is Scott. Yeah, that Whoa. Part is real.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So every time the national anthem is sung anywhere, I get royalties.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I don't. But that would be good.
That would be awesome.
I wish.
So it probably bothers you even more when people don't know what the national anthem is or when they get all the words wrong.
I mean...
You don't care so much.
No. I feel like Whitney Houston made up for it. It's just funny to me when they mess it up. Really, because I'm like, you would not mess it up if you grammatically broke down this sentence.
When you think about it,
you're just like saying words that you're completely disconnected to. How about singing the national anthem?
Ready?
Okay. But your inflection better show me that you know what you're singing about.
Okay.
I don't think we need to stand.
No, it's more comfortable seated.
Yeah, I'm a lazy ass too.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light,
what so
you keep singing.
We hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars. Through the perilous nights.
Is this the ramparts?
Were the ramparts
you already screwed up a word, but it's okay.
Shit. Or the ramparts.
Nope, that wasn't it, but go ahead. I'll let you off the hook.
We're so wait, I'm screwed up. Where am I in the song?
Oh.
Is it not gleaming?
I'm offended streaming. Right now.
We keep stopping and starting. It's easier to sing in a group.
This is going to go on for...
Lives.
There you go. You don't get off the hook for the words if you just say...
What is streaming or gleaming?
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that
I'm gonna play a drum.
That have not yet wave.
Fuck.
Or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The crowd goes wild. Yeah. Woo.
I wish I had strayed from the melody more. I get more applause
for that. I had tears. not, I wouldn't say they were of joy, but.
I taught you better than this, Amanda.
No, it wasn't that either. It was more just like, look at what my people have done.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
It was a weird message to have been passed in front of other people who may have been closer to the grandmother than me. I'd only met her one time. That grandmother, the only time that I saw that grandmother was New Year's Eve at her nursing home. And I was in a cocktail dress. It was like the one time that I wore a cocktail dress in my life. Fast forward, she's dead.
So check us out. We're on Facebook, on the Book of Phases. We're at The Nervous Record. Or we're also on Instagram, right? Also at The Nervous Record. We post pictures of, like, gummy bears and stuff that makes us anxious.
Don't spoil it. Just check us out on Instagram for behind-the-scenes looks so that you can put faces to our names. You'll be like, oh, that's what that is?
Or, oh, my God, they're so beautiful.
Yeah, Amanda has on fake eyelashes this evening. She put them on just for the audio.
Just for the audio.